Welcome back to another episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm your host, Christina Warren, Senior Cloud Advocate. And look, I do want to apologize for not having a really nerdy shirt on this week. I need to do some laundry and track some stuff down, so basically a vintage-looking guitar brand shirt it is. But stay tuned for the end of the show because you can get a sneak peek at what I am hoping to wear on an upcoming show soon. All right, enough about all that. You don't care about my clothes. Let's get into this week's latest dev news. So first up, Microsoft Build Registration is live. And this is one of our biggest events of the year and our annual gathering for devs of all stripes. And so this year, it's going to be in Seattle at the Convention Center from May 6th through 8th, 2019. And I'm going to be there along with a bunch of your other favorite Microsoft developers. And we want you there too. And so if you are at Build this year, just a reminder that if you happen to see me, please say hello. And there's information about tickets and registration linked down below. And in other event news, this is just a reminder that Microsoft Ignite, the tour, is still underway. And so our next stop is actually going to be in Amsterdam, and I will be there along with a few members of the Channel 9 family. So if you see us again, please say hello, because we love to say hello. Details on the other cities that the tour is coming to, as well as the types of sessions and speakers, are in the show notes in the description down below. Now, we gotta talk about HoloLens 2. So it was announced at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona last weekend, and it's available for pre-order now. And basically, HoloLens 2 is the next generation of Microsoft's wearable holographic computer, and it's focused on helping businesses get things done thanks to having out-of-the-box apps that work with its various sensors and that take advantage of greater field of view. Now, let's be real. HoloLens 2 is really designed for businesses, as I said, so they can get stuff done, but that means that businesses need apps that can work with their systems. And so, also at NWC, Microsoft announced what's called Azure Spatial Anchors. And basically, it's a mixed reality service that lets you build a new generation of mixed reality applications that are collaborative, cross-platform, and spatially aware. And so, in a blog post that I've linked down below, the team explains two of the different app patterns that are gaining momentum across various industries. And so, this includes stuff like collaborative mixed reality experiences, as well as connected devices and places. And if all that wasn't enough, there is also a new thing called a new Connect, basically, or to be more precise, the Azure Connect DK. So that is Developer Kit. And so this Azure Connect DK is a PC peripheral that has advanced artificial intelligence sensors for sophisticated computer vision and speech models, and it basically combines a best-in-class depth sensor with a spatial microphone array and a video camera and orientation sensor, and it's all in one small device, and then it's got multiple modes and lots of options and SDKs. And I totally don't need one of these, but I want one so badly. And the cool thing is that you can use the Azure Connect DK if you're building out whatever kind of AI stuff you're interested in, so it's awesome. Now, let's go ahead and head into some video news. Over on Channel 9 this week, as well as youtube.com Microsoft Developer, Burke is back with a brand new episode of Five Things, and this time he's focusing on ways you can interact with data from VS Code. And over on the Xamarin Show, James is also in getting the Five Things love, and he's showing off five things to love about Xamarin Forms 3.5. And over on .NET, Scott and Olia are showing off how to port desktop apps to .NET Core 3.0. And speaking of .NET, there is an update to how C# versions are treated in .NET tooling. And so starting with Visual Studio 2019 Preview 4, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later, there's some changes. So links to all these videos are in the show notes and the description down below. And over on Medium this week, my friend and fellow CA, Suze Hinton, aka Noobcat, wrote about her totally awesome Twitch live coding setup. And so Suze live codes on Twitch every Sunday morning, and you should definitely tune in and watch what she does because her stream is awesome. But the post is a really great guide to how she sets up her stream. And Suze, honestly, you're my hero. Love you. In some Visual Studio 2019 for PC news, the RC, or release candidate, is out now. And so the launch is about a month away, but if you're interested in checking out what's new, check out that RC. And speaking of Visual Studio 2019, there's a great blog post on the Visual Studio blog about how you can use your favorite extensions with the upcoming release. And there's also some information on how you can update your extensions if they're not working already for Visual Studio 2019. And speaking of extensions, the latest version of GitHub for Visual Studio is out now, and it's version 2.8.0, and it shows it has some new features, including showing more details and pull requests that show stuff like conversations and status circles. And in some Visual Studio 2019 for Mac news, there's a great blog post up with some feedback that the team has been receiving from users so far and how they're dealing with that. All right, rounding out our news this week, there are a couple of Azure Functions updates. So first, there are some improvements to TypeScript support in Azure Functions. And so this includes templates, type definitions, and NPM scripts. And in news that will make Bruno Borges very happy, Java support for Azure Functions is now in general availability. All right, now it's time for my pick of the week. So clothing brand Good Hood in London is doing a collab with another London shop called Unified Goods. And basically, they're creating a limited collab of vintage tech clothing items that they're dubbing software, which is cute, right? So for the aging hipster who will pay too much money for vintage Microsoft and Apple and Panasonic and Sony company apparel, and in this case, I absolutely mean me because this is absolutely me, this is a dream. And so the online sale starts Friday morning, and I'm going to be setting my alarm to try to get that purple Microsoft sweatshirt so I can hopefully wear it on another show. Let me know your favorite tech apparel items, past, present, future, in the comments, but also let us know your thoughts on any of the other stories we covered this week. And don't forget to like this video on YouTube, and while you're there, go ahead and hit the subscribe button and subscribe to Microsoft Developer for even more nerdy developer goodness. See you next week.